And pray, what would satisfy you? Asked the stranger. I should be glad to know. Midas paused and thought deeply for a while. He had a feeling that the stranger, with such a golden, good-humored smile, had come with the power to grant his wishes. Therefore, he had but to speak in order to obtain whatever thing it might come into his head to ask. So he thought and thought and thought, without being able to imagine anything big enough. At last, a bright idea occurred to King Midas. It seemed really as bright as the glistening metal which he loved so much. Raising his head, he looked the stranger in the face. "Well, Midas," observed his visitor, "I see that you have at length hit upon something that will satisfy you. Tell me your wish." "It is only this," replied Midas. "I am weary of collecting my treasures with so much trouble, and beholding the heap so small after I have done my best. I wish everything that I touch to be changed to gold." "The golden touch!" exclaimed the stranger. "You certainly deserve credit, friend Midas, for striking on so brilliant an idea. But are you quite sure that this will satisfy you?"
"How could it fail?" said Midas.
"And will you never regret the possession of it? I ask for nothing else to make me perfectly happy," said Midas. "Be it as you wish, then," replied the stranger, waving his hand in farewell. "Tomorrow, at sunrise, you will find yourself gifted with a golden touch."